Is Joy still there?
Yep. Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, well, let me just clarify with you, John. When is the first, do you know yet the schedule of the fall drives?
Yes, one of the first ones starts basically the beginning of the third week in September.
Okay, and do you know the others, the other four? Are they roughly the same time?
The start dates actually spread across about a month from third week in September to early October, so maybe 3 weeks. Between all of the stations will be into campaign by, I would say, the second week in October.
Okay. And Joy, you said the ballot return date is when in October?
It is October 22nd. Yes, October 22nd.
Okay. Okay. So we're clear what the stakes are here. So if, hypothetically, there was a policy not to play any carts past the fund drive, past the start of the fund drive, that in that station that's starting in late September, they would have the first month, they would be played during the first month, but not the second month, because the ballots are being received around August 29th, so that would mean they would run for a little less than a month, and then that's it. Am I getting my dates right, Joy?
Yeah, just about. And, you know, the question is, in that for the candidate card, you know, there's still, you know, general information or election cards or whatever, you know, I would imagine we could still run, you know, that can be phrased to be more upbeat and, you know, coordinate with the fund drive. But, I think this is specific for the candidate cards.
Okay, so...
Are the carts 1 minute long?
45 seconds.
45 seconds.
I believe that's correct. That's the candidate statement.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Before we open it up, Joy, did you want to weigh in here on your opinion?
No, I agree, you know, that... it definitely, and particularly at some stations that have more candidates than not, I think it's just going to be really difficult to kind of manage that process. So I'm in favor of, you know, some sort of reduction or looking at different ways that we can help candidates get their metrics and stuff out, but not take up a lot of airtime on the station.
Okay, so now we'll open the floor, and at the moment we're not going to get into the specifics of the motions of Serene and Michael, but just the general question of the overlapping part of the campaign, which is a month, maybe, you know, a little more than a month, when the pledge drives are going on at different stations, what the pros and cons of that.
I have a point of procedure.
Yes.
I think it would be a good idea if we were to look at how much time we have, reserve a certain amount of time to discuss the motion, and then know how much time we have for people to opine on how this should go one way or the other, because, you know, we can still opine.
Good point. All right. So we have 20 minutes left in this meeting. Can we try splitting it 10 and 10 and see how that goes?
How about 6 and 14?
6 on the overlap question and 14
yep.
on the overall?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Is there any objection to splitting it that way? Okay, hearing none. Nancy, can you time us for 6 minutes? Nancy, are you there? All right. Well, let's go forward. All right, John Wenger wanted to speak, and anyone else? Let's try to be succinct on the pros and cons of overlapping with the pledge drive.
Yeah, Serene would like to join the staff, but I'm willing to let a couple of other people go first. I know I've talked a lot during this meeting.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, John Wenger.
Despite the general manager's reluctance to have the carts during the fund drive, I think we absolutely just have to do it. We must keep in mind that most general managers strongly resist the concept of board governance looking over them, and, you know, it's an overseer's role, and they just don't like it. And at KPFK in particular, we've been really poor at getting it done. We always find a reason not to do it. It comes down to this. If we believe in democratic governance within Pacifica, we just have to do it, because if we don't do it, there's just not enough time to cover the material. And I think in 45 seconds, you know, basically you could have, we always have, during fund drive, at least in KPFK, we always have a bunch of little announcements at the hour. And so if were to have one or two of them at each hour around the clock, then this would go a long ways to breaking the informational logjam. Now, I have an additional suggestion that in addition to these 45-second blurbs, that the candidates also record longer recordings, which would be not played on the air, but would be available for listening from the station websites, and maybe even as a backup, the Pacifica National website. So basically the 45 seconds could be used to essentially say, you know, hi, I'm John, and I'm wonderful, and here's what I'm going to do, and please listen to my longer part on the website. And that's the thing. This would have, because otherwise there's going to be a real problem with people not being heard, because being heard around Amy Goodman in the morning or our drive time programming anytime around, it's just a lot more valuable than 3 in the morning. We need to balance this and make it fair. So this time we have to make the elections work. You know, Joy has talked about this culture of nastiness. Well, part of the culture of nastiness is because democracy is failing because our elections are stale. At KPFK, we failed in 2012. We haven't had an election for a very long time, I think 2009. And so we have to, for democracy to work, we have to turn the elections, and we just have to find a way to get them in there. So that's my comment.
May I respond, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Sure. Very, very briefly. Folks, you need to listen to your professionals instead of dismissing their concerns as being motivated by anything other than the welfare of the radio station in Pacifica. We are a listener-supported network. The fundraising campaigns raise the vast majority of our money. They have been failing. If they fail again, it's going to push us even further into the hole. Now, you can have an election, but if you don't have, if the system fails, what are you being elected to except a collapsing system? That's a very, very bad way to look at it, a pessimistic way, but I have to say, as the executive director, as a professional broadcaster, the concerns they express about the effect of anything, whether it's running a constant ad for a Chevrolet car like the TV stations do, it drives people away. If you have the same kind of ad or announcement run time and time again, several times during an hour, people tune out. You can't force them to listen. You can't force them to stay around when you ask for a donation. So it is a legitimate and a serious concern that needs to be addressed, not dismissed as, oh, well, general managers don't like this. That is a very unprofessional thing to talk about your professional staff.
Okay. Who else that hasn't spoken in this round would like to speak? All right, well then, Serene, go ahead, and then actually I want to call myself after that. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to separate myself from the comments of John Ranger with regard to staff. I think it's perfectly possible to argue your position without disparaging staff. It's not that I love every GM in the system or have ever loved any GM in the system necessarily, but we don't have to go that route. That's inappropriate in my view, even if individuals weren't named. There are things that you do when you're pitching in terms of building up momentum, wanting to keep people positive and thinking in good ways about the station. And I know from having been around elections that the cards don't always allow that. One, it's a definite break in the flow. And two, we've experienced cards that were racist, sexist, trashy, you know, but people are entitled to put themselves out there in a way that they think represents their interest and their opinion. So we're going to get some of that this year. The staff and the GMs and the PDs may not like it, but these elections are going to produce boards that are governing boards that affect how the stations run. and it's, those elections are going to produce a national board that really has the potential to run things or run things into the ground. Listeners need as much information as they can get about the people who are going to be holding those positions. It is not a perfect system, but it's the one we have, and therefore it behooves everyone, especially those who actually have to work at Pacifica, to get the sanest, most principled people involved in the process. So the cards have to be played. We can, there's some flexibility in terms of when they're scheduled and so on. I'm sorry, we're out of time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just stop right there. Go ahead, Bob.
No, you can wrap up
personal,
your sentence.
Bob, personal privilege?
Hold on, Serene. Do you want to just wrap up your sentence and then I'll
So with the motion, both Michael's and mine, and I'm going to endorse, you know, much of his. I have a couple of questions. But the motions allow for some flexibility in when the cards are played. So that is what I hope the PDs will become involved in terms of when the block of cards are played. Not whose card is played, but when they're played. So there is room for management to exercise some discretion, and, you know, that's as much as we can offer by way of flexibility, but the cards have to be played.
Okay. Tom Wenger?
Yeah, I just wanted to correct a statement there. I did not, in general, and within Pacifica, the staff and management are two separate entities, with staff more or less working for management. So I did not mean to impugn the staff at all. And then secondly, with regard to what John said, my statements were based not upon my conjecture, but by direct statements from previous general managers, and I can later on provide you the names of those general managers. So I'm not making this up. I was told by general managers that they were, how can I put it, generally very skeptical about the governance, the board of governance. So that's all. It's not conjecture. Right. It's report of direct conversation.
You said it, please.
What was that, Michael?
I just said he's repeating himself. We have 11 minutes till 7:30.
Right. Okay. All right. So, we did say we would move on from this, but I did want to just, if I could, call myself to say I really hear the concerns on both sides of this issue, and I think they're both really legitimate concerns. And so I would ask, as we move towards the motion, that we think about a split policy where – for the first part of the campaign period, that there be, you know, the fixed amount of playing that whatever we decide in this policy, and that when stations go into pledge drive mode, that amount can be reduced by a certain percentage, like maybe by a third, for instance, so to ease some of the pressure on fundraising. Because while there is flexibility in these motions, they do talk about different parts of the day. It must be played a certain amount of time. And certain parts of the day, you know, have more successful fundraising than others. And I think that's where it would be helpful to alleviate some of that pressure on the time and the disrupting the flow of the fundraising to have any kind of, extended series of unrelated announcements, let alone those that may include negative comments about the station. So I think, you know, a compromise would be the way I would recommend proceeding on that. All right, so now we're at the part to discuss the motions themselves. So, Serene, you had mentioned you might want to say something about Michael's, in other words, should I read your entire motion, or how do you want to proceed?
Well, I think Michael was just amending the Part A. I think Part B was had agreement, I think. It's been a while.
Right,
we had
agreement
on that. So,
yeah, no, Part A, should I read yours, or do you want to just kind of go from Michael's as the starting point?
We can just work with Michael.
Okay. All right. So, Michael, do you want to read it, or should I read it?
Sure, I'll read it. That during the balloting period, candidate cards will be equitably rotated so that in the course of each week, each candidate is heard at least once in each period of the weekday, morning drive time, midday, afternoon drive time, late evening, and overnight, and no candidate is heard twice in any given day period or week period until each other candidate has been heard. Similarly, each candidate shall be heard at least once in each day part of the weekend, with no candidate being heard a second time until each candidate has been heard at least once. If any candidates are heard an additional time in any weekday or weekend day part, all shall be. Total daily minutes shall be at least one-third of the number of candidates with carts grouped as the local election supervisor sees fit. And the point of that is that as opposed to the previous situation where there were multiple, essentially what we're guaranteeing is that everybody is heard at least once during the entire campaign period in each day part. So that would, you would get, over the course of the week, you would have five playings over the course of the entire time, and over the course of the weekend, you would have five playings, five weekend playings over the entire time. And then, if there's still time remaining, you would go back and do it again.
Okay. Are you done, Michael?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot to say to Joy, you're welcome to leave at this point unless you, you know, unless you want to stick around. Joy?
Okay, thanks, guys. Yes, I will leave my office now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'm sure I'll get an email report on everything. Thank
yes.
you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So I have one – well, I have a question and I have an amendment. In what's the last sentence of your – I'm sorry, I'm not online. What's the last sentence of your A?
I think it's the same as you. It says totally daily minutes shall be at least one-third number of candidates with carts grouped.
There's somewhere where you make reference. You talk about the weekend, and you talk about the weekday, and then I thought I
saw... Yeah, it's the sentence right before that one, Michael.
Okay, it says similarly each candidate shall be heard at least...
It's this one. If any candidates are heard an additional time in any weekday or weekend day part, all shall be.
Yes.
So, Serene, you want to address that sentence?
Yeah. If we've already broken up the weekend and the week, well, if we've broken up every day of the week into five parts, where else could a cart be heard?
No,
I don't. What?
No, there's no. I'm saying that everybody gets one drive time during the week. And one drive time during the weekend. Everybody gets one midday during the week and one midday during the weekends.
I get that. I guess I'm saying I don't think that sentence is necessary. Because you've already covered the day period for the weekdays and, you know, the same day parts for the weekend. So,
I'm addressing a situation at KPFT and other places where somebody gets multiple playing during drive time and somebody gets no playing. I'm saying everybody gets one playing during drive time during the week. If somebody gets a second play during evening drive time, everybody else has to get a second play during evening drive time.
Right, but that's already covered. Okay. I just don't think that sentence is necessary because it seems to me that we begin by saying it's going to be equitably rotated. And then we divide the day into five parts, and we said nobody gets heard a second time until each person has been heard once. And I don't see where there's room for extra play if this is observed, and I don't strictly think that sentence is – it doesn't register to me as being particularly meaningful.
Janet, take point of information. Can I
– Hang on one second, Janet. Back and forth. Michael is almost done making a point, and then you can speak.
But I have
go
a
ahead,
point of
Michael.
Information.
Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
All right,
but
he's
answering mine.
Go ahead, Janet. Make it quick.
Really?
Well, I was wondering why you felt, Michael, that sentence was necessary, and I'm thinking that if in the event that if by mistake or whatever that somebody gets more time, then it would have to be equaled out. Is that what you're meaning
yes.
by that?
Let's make my point. It's there to prevent anybody from getting extra time, because if anybody gets extra time, they're obligating everyone to get extra time. That's the point of that. If you want to take it out, strike it.
Well, perhaps you could just have some simple language about with any additional playings must be done on a completely equal basis or something like that.
Okay. I would be fine if we took out at least and just said once. I mean, that's my idea.
Okay. Each candidate shall be heard once in each day part of the weekend. Just period? Does anyone think there needs to be any more elaboration than that?
Well, you see, I don't think the person should, we should indicate that the person can only be heard once in such and such a part. We're just saying that everybody gets the same opportunity. So I may get morning drive time on a Monday, you know, with along with three other people, and then the next day, a different bunch of people get morning drive time,
yes,
and a different,
right.
So, but I'm saying, if we say they're only heard once, then someone will interpret that to mean we only have to play this part once in the morning for the entire two-month period.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But that's not our intention.
Nope.
Well, that's why I have the sentence that if any candidate is heard an additional time, all shall be. That was the point of that sentence that everybody's objecting to. So,
Michael, I like it.
I like it too.
I think what you guys, okay, you know, Bob and Steve, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The when it says maybe we don't share the understanding of what equitably rotated means. It means everybody gets the same level of treatment. The CART schedule is made up either by the LES, with or without the assistance of the PD. I know that, whatever. The LES makes up the presented CART schedule and arranges to have somebody do the recording and do the editing, and then the CARTs are played according to the schedule. The individual engineer at any given time doesn't even have a choice about who's on what, because they come prearranged.
Right.
In, you know, whether groups in five for a 5-minute airplay or whatever the case is. And all the engineer has to do, and they're going to ask for a log this time, and in fact what they did one year, I think, at KPFT, I forget who the LES was, is that they actually posted the schedule. So if someone was supposed to have been heard, you know, Tuesday between noon and 4, they know where they were supposed to be heard. They can go check and see if they were in fact heard. You know, once the schedule is made, it can be posted for people to check. But I just think less is more when it comes to quote, legislating behavior.
Okay, Janet?
So, yes, people, let's say somebody checks and they find that according to the schedule, it didn't happen, or somebody should have been on and that was not the case. So this sentence to me, that may mean that somebody else got heard more than once.
Point of personal privilege.
What's your point?
Point of personal privilege. This is Teresa. I'm just telling you that your timer has lost all power on her computer and her phone.
Okay.
So she cannot
tell
you the time. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
And time has run out.
Okay. Thank you.
May I finish?
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is that even though these might be prearranged, they might not be played properly, or there might be some problem, and this sentence is a way to repair that in the case that happens. That's how I see it.
Okay, so let's assess what's happening here. It's 10:30. We're out of time, so I'll entertain a motion to extend. We have to resolve this paragraph about, you know, the exact frequency and so on, we have to address the question that was raised about the pledge drives, whether the policy will change during that. And then we have to vote on the second provision, which is about the on-air debate. So how about 15 minutes? Should we try for that? Any objection to 15 more minutes?
But we need to break it up and not just treat it as a block.
Okay.
Otherwise, we won't get
there. That's fine. No, you're right. So I think that this debates on the air is going to be very non-controversial, so I'd say 5 minutes for that, and then maybe 5 minutes to finish this wording thing, and then 5 minutes for the pledge drive question. Is that any other formula?
I'm brave enough to suggest 3 minutes to finish the wording thing, and then we can give that much more time to the how we do it differently during the drive.
Okay.
And Bob, I have a friendly amendment that's very short.
Go ahead.
Which is basically randomly choose the order of
the people.
No.
Right now we're talking about time at this meeting. Then we'll get into your amendment. So the suggestion is 3 minutes on wording, 9 minutes on the pledge drive policy, and 5 minutes on the debates. Any objection? Okay. Can I have a timekeeper? Someone volunteer, please, just for the remaining
okay.
few minutes. That's Michael. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So several people said the wording is okay the way it is. Serene is concerned. So, Serene, do you want to offer a specific amendment to Michael's wording?
I don't think it's necessary, but I, you know, if folks think it's important, that's fine. I had an amendment.
Okay. Go ahead.
There was a sentence that said, before anyone is heard a second time, each candidate has to be heard at least once. This is not at the beginning.
Right. It says...
It really should be once. Because if we're talking a second time for anybody...
No, it doesn't say, the second time doesn't say at least once. It says, and no candidate is heard twice in any given day period or week period until each other candidate has been heard.
I saw language when I was looking this over, the words at least once.
Right, next sentence. The next sentence says, similarly, each candidate shall be heard at least once in each day part of the weekend, with no candidate being heard a second time until each candidate has been heard at least once.
Right.
Okay,
and
so
second at least,
she's correct, until each candidate has been heard once.
Serene, does that satisfy you?
Yeah, that's what I said. You know,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's no objection to that, so that's stricken. Okay, Serene, any other wording changes to suggest?
No, that's just those.
Okay, so...
Point of information?
Yes.
What was just stricken?
In the sentence, there's a sentence that reads, similarly, each candidate shall be heard at least once in each day part of the weekend, with no candidate being heard a second time until each candidate has been heard once, not at least once. It just makes sense.
Got it. Remove at least.
Yes, the second at least is removed.
Okay, so that's set. So is there any objection to adopting Michael's entire paragraph as with that?
I have a friendly amendment, and that's,
go ahead.
Yes, that is that the LES shall be directed, or words to that effect, to randomly choose the order. My name is Wenger. I'm always in the last. I think it'd be nice to choose people in random order, not alphabetical order. If that makes sense, we can do that.
Okay, your point of order. Yeah.
We can't direct the LESs.
Well, this is maybe it's a suggestion. But you're right, we cannot direct the LES. So, you're right. Maybe we just ask her to think about it or something. I take your point.
Okay,
you're right.
We're at time. That's 3 minutes.
Okay. So, can we wrap this up in two more minutes?
Wait. Are we
done?
No. I wanted to vote on this paragraph and be
done. Excuse
me. Everyone, hang on.
Please.
Hold on. Will everyone please stop talking? Okay. We are at time. We have to vote on whether we want to extend or go to an immediate vote. John has put an amendment on the floor, so we're either going to vote on it without discussion or we're going to extend time. So,
Bob, I've got to retract it. Shireen is right. I just have to retract it. I think we just make a suggestion to her.
Okay. In that case, there's nothing to extend. So then let's just move to a vote. Well, actually, is there any objection to this Michael's motion as with that minor amendment to strike the phrase at least? Okay, then that's adopted. So, Serene, do you still have a point of personal privilege?
Yeah, I hate to use the time for this, but, you know, I heard you say, was there an objection to something? And I responded to that. Just because Janet Coben is trying to get the floor while you are saying something doesn't mean that your voice is louder doesn't mean that you automatically get the floor. So you raised your voice at that point when I was trying to answer what I thought was a question from the chair to the body.
Okay.
Points of personal privilege.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I would prefer that the chair call on people rather than people just call out. And that has been the case during this meeting.
Right. And,
anyway,
and there's several people.
In the future.
Several members have done that, including yourself. So let's all be conscious of, you know, waiting to be called on. All right. Let's move on. We have we now have to deal with this question about the pledge drive. So
we have B.
Well, no. First, we're going to deal with the pledge drive, and then we'll get to B. So I don't have a specific idea in mind, but perhaps we could amend the language where it says total daily minutes shall be at least one-third of the number of candidates with cards grouped as the LES sees fit. Maybe we could say, however, during a station's pledge drives, the station can have flexibility to, you know, I don't quite know how to frame it, to reduce this quantity by, you know, I don't know, by a third or by some way to give them some, make it clear that there's some flexibility. I think we're going to have an extreme, extreme problem if we don't show them some flexibility. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I know that there are some stations where they barely get enough candidates for the slot, so that's not going to be a problem. The problem will be at the three, quote, big stations where there are way too many people running, to be easily accommodated on air. So I would say, whereas we're saying one-third the number of candidates during non-drive time, that we could probably live with half that amount. Oh, I hate to say that. It's for a month. Half that amount with the understanding that these spots are also going to be made available. So it would be one-sixth, in other words. One-sixth, the total daily minutes would be one-sixth the number of candidates running, which I actually think is very reasonable. And that the station shall provide prominent links, as we talk about in the upcoming paragraph, prominent links to these cards as well. Whether it's on the national page, you know, it's mentioned on the local page and Joy has them all stored on the national website or wherever. That's a technical thing. They can work that out.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand.
Except,
yeah,
so the language I would offer?
Yeah, okay.
Except that during a station's fund drive, total daily minutes shall be at least one-sixth of the number of candidates. The language should otherwise be the same.
Okay. Okay, Michael?
I guess I don't object to that. I think that we have accomplished the main thrust of what they were concerned about because they were reacting to the old policy, which has multiple airings, and, we all agreed was, impossible. And their other concern, I think, is really not about the number of times, it's about the content. They're afraid that people will be airing stuff that will drive people away from the station. And I don't think there's anything we can do about that. But if people want to reduce the frequency with the understanding that the same total rules still apply, I'm okay with that. I think we should just point out to them that we have reduced the frequency dramatically with these motions.
Okay.
Janet Kay?
Yeah, go ahead, Janet.
And Serene, then, if there's time.
Yes.
Just that I'm thinking that it would be good, and this is relative to what John Wenger was saying earlier, if the programming could be integrated with the election somehow, that these carts would not just be, distraction away from what really is going on. Let's try to talk up these elections on the air, and that would invite people to listen more.
Yeah, sure.
To listen.
Well, that's already, Joy already said she's planning that, so that we don't need to.
Well, I'm not talking about Joy, I'm talking about the GMs, the PDs, whatever, you know.
What do you mean? What are you asking them to do about the elections?
Well, just to consider trying to maybe do some programming around democratically run organizations like Pacifica, or you know what we're supposed to be about. Just other ideas to just have some programming about that.
Okay. Are there any other comments before we?
Serene.
Yes.
If no one else.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I want to totally disagree with you, Janet. I don't think I think that between staff who will unwittingly get into trouble by talking about our elections or elections and governance and so forth, and staff who will actively make mischief. Asking people to do programming directed at our elections or trying to build up enthusiasm for our elections, I think is not a good idea, and I would object to that. And I'm also thinking that we should just leave this policy as it is without that amendment that I just offered. Michael's comments made me consider that. And let's see how many candidates we're actually looking at. By the time we meet, we can always amend this to add that portion.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I respectfully disagree. I think it's absolutely essential that we give more leeway during the pledge drives. I think the pledge drives are very, you know, are having trouble, and every minute counts, and plus the issues of, you know, tone matter, and while we can't control the tone of the statements, we can control the frequency that the listeners have to hear them over and over. So I will offer the amendment if no one else will. I just think we need to go. We need to meet them halfway on their concerns and try to work something out.
How
many minutes do we have for this?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Information, how many minutes do we have for this?
I think we said 9 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's last?
Point of view.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Bob,
John.
I have a question. Can I
yeah.
be in the queue? Yeah, the, John Poppett said that the carts are 45 seconds, and I was thinking, why 45? Why not 60 or 120, but some number? There's the question of what's happening to the missing 15 seconds. And thinking back to the last election, I remember what it was, is that the LES did a canned thing that was repeated. They basically, I can remember, beginning or at the end of the 1 minute cart, they took 15 seconds to talk about the election, and that became extremely repetitive and quite boring and a turnoff to even me when I was running at that time. So I would just question, I don't know to whom to ask that question, but I think that 45 seconds is wrong. It ought to be 60 seconds for the candidate, and there should be some other way to get that information out about the tutorials on the election. I think that they should be scheduled, but I think that people should have at least 60 seconds with which to promote themselves.
Okay, Serene.
if we the current language is that we want them to spend at least one third minutes looking at the number of candidates, one third of that amount in minutes devoted. So if we have 90 candidates at a given station, you know, we have 90 candidates, we're talking about 30 minutes over the course of a day. I honestly don't think we're going to end up with 90 candidates at any station. I think we've done maybe almost 50 once here in New York, right? So in that case, we'd be talking about 17 minutes over the course of a day during a normal day.
24 hour day.
We would be reducing that. Sorry?
It's a 24 hour day.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we have 90 candidates, we're talking about 30 minutes over the course of the day. If we have that, we're talking 17 minutes over the course of a day. I don't know that, and again, I don't think we're going to have 90 candidates at a given station.
KPFK might.
And I guess I'm reluctant to, maybe that's too big a cost. I mean, I still think we should wait and see how many candidates we have and then maybe revisit it. But I suppose we could pass it now and revisit it when we see the number of candidates, just so we don't have to have the entire argument all over again, for sure.
Okay, Michael, did you want to speak? Did you ask to speak? I can't remember.
Well, we're at time, is the thing, and beyond, really. So you still had your motion, your amendment. I think we should just vote on it.
Okay, and I just wanted to point out that this would happen after almost a month at some stations, and some stations more than a month, of playing the full complement, and this would just reduce it for the latter few weeks of the election. So I think it's an important, you know, kind of balancing act with the needs of fundraising. So,
yeah, I just want to point out that there's 24 hours. So if you had one blurb per hour, that's 24 hours in a day. You can knock up 24 in a day. If you have two per hour, you get 48 in a day. So you can go through them pretty quickly.
All right, I guess it's time to vote. So, Michael, did you get down the wording of the 1/6 amendment?
Yeah.
Can you read it, please?
That was during station pledge drives.
Yep.
No, it began with except. Except
yeah.
That during.
Oh, except, okay. All right, except during station pledge drives, I'm trying to look at the original language, that would be reduced to at least
so
1/6.
So the same language, except we substitute 1/6 for 1/3.
Okay, except that during station pledge drives, that shall be at least 1/6 of the number of candidates.
Total daily minutes shall be at least 1/6
okay.
of the number of candidates with CART.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't have to repeat it with CART's group because it would be, Okay.
We have at least, right?
Yes. It says
at least 1/6.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have the link to the website?
Well, I don't know what happened to that language. It's in the debate thing, but that's concerning the debate, not links to the CARTs.
Right, but when I made the amendment a few minutes ago, I said
hang on, let Serene finish her sentence. Go ahead.
And that there shall be links or a link, prominent link to the audio.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that as an amendment, but that's fine. So, Michael, do you have
that
down?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said it all together.
Okay.
You want to read it back, Michael?
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Tell the other minutes have at least 1/3 of the number of candidates with CARTs groups at local election supervisor seats, but except that during station fund drives, total daily minutes shall be at least 1/6, and that there shall be a link to the audio online. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Well, that should be a separate sentence, so it's not just linked to the pledge drive period. that there should be a link to all candidate cards online.
Yeah, that's what's needed.
Okay, Teresa.
I hate to say this, but I can't vote on this because when the resolution is being read, it just sounds like a lot of mumbling. I was going to ask that the chair read it because I seem to be able to hear you a little bit better, but I'll just abstain because I can't tell what we're voting on. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I don't have it in writing in front of me. So, and Michael has a phone that's not, you know, ideal. So,
how about my voice? I have it in front of me. Can you understand my voice?
Oh, you have the new language?
Yes, so far so good.
The new language that we just crafted, John?
Excuse me, I have the old language.
No, that's what she's asking for.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I'm just going to abstain. Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. All right, so is there any objection to the amendment that Michael just read?
Yes.
Okay, so then, Michael, please call the roll.
Hang on a second. I got to look back. Sorry. I moved to August. Okay, there it is. All right, sorry.
Try to speak into the phone.
I'm trying to speak into the phone and hold my laptop at the same time, and I have another meeting that I'm trying to avoid. Sorry.
All right.
I have to go back to the committee list.
Can someone else call the roll for Michael?
Yeah.
I am. That's right. I have it. Okay. Teresa Allen abstained. Maria Elena Castellanos?
I pass.
Pass. Let's say Luis Fuentes Roman. They have left the call. Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Michael Novick votes yes. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Saibari-Naritomi, Lush Hauer. Peter Tucker. Peter Tucker, are you there? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Was that an answer?
No, I think that was background noise.
John Wenger?
No.
No. There were several passes. Margarita Castellanos?
I abstain.
Abstain.
Coburn abstains.
Janet Coburn abstains. I have 1, 2, 3 yes. Is that right? 1 no. I'm sorry. Somebody else pass?
No, the motion passes 3-1.
Okay, 3-1, and I think 3 abstentions.
Okay. All right.
If there's 30 candidates, it means we have 1 an hour, except for six for a duplicate of 6 go.
Okay, we're done. We're done with this. Yeah, your point.
Precisely.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move on now to the other item, which I don't think is at all controversial, and it reads as follows: that during the balloting period, airtime in blocks of 1 hour for discussion/debate, hosted by an election supervisor and lasting for an hour. Wait a minute, that's repetitive, right?
Yeah,
so just strike that last phrase, and lasting for an hour. So it'll be that during the balloting period, airtime in blocks of 1 hour for discussion/debate hosted by an election supervisor with no more than 5 candidates scheduled per session shall be provided during the morning, afternoon, and evening parts of the day, with such programs archived with a visible website link and remaining available until the NES directs otherwise. So, any amendments to that?
Question, is an hour long enough?
Yes. I have a question, Bob.
Go ahead.
This is intended to mean that you'll have five people on, or no more than five people on per hour. But I would also like it to suggest to program directors that they can assign a block of 3 hours and just, you know, totally let the membership indulge in 3 hours worth of governance debates and discussion. How can we fix that if it's not going to take too much time?
I'm thinking. And anyone else, if you have a fix, jump in.
I doubt that the they will want to have a three-hour block of debates about the election.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Michael. I think that's the last thing they want.
I do have another amendment, however.
Janet Kay, I have a comment or a question.
A comment on the 1 versus 3 hour question?
No.
Or something else? Okay, then let's hear from Michael and then Janet.
My amendment was that the website should be periodically broadcast. The website link should be periodically broadcast, not just on the website.
Okay.
Good idea.
So,
well, maybe Joyce can roll that into her thing. No,
I didn't hear you, Serene.
I'm wondering if Joy couldn't roll that into her announcement.
Right.
You know, elections
mm-hmm.
are on the way.
Sure.
You can also hear your candidates directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to giving the station one more thing to do.
Right. No, I totally agree. We can't.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Were you done, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Janet.
Okay, so I have a question, and I want to share something. First of all, should this include archiving, or does that go without saying?
It says
with such programs archived. That
oh, okay. Sorry.
Marielena,
okay.
One second.
So anyway.
Marielena. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not done. Okay. Yeah. So what has happened at KPFA with these on-air debates is there are people in the, I can't remember the name of the board, the room where the board is, and there's glass separating where the candidates are, and there are people who are holding up time, you know, how much time to them, and there's been, like, arguments inside that area where the LES was sitting. And I'm not sure what should be done about that, that, you know, if the they're supposedly helping by notifying the candidates how much time they have left, but it's been disruptive. So I don't know whether something should be added where the LES can have, let's say, up to two. I don't know. This might be too detailed, but you know,
we're
how to prevent that? If anybody has an idea,
we're assigned for the whole meeting.
Thanks,
and discussion.
Okay, so let me just say, hold on 1 second. Let me just say that comment, that type of issue is absolutely within the NES and LES purview and not this committee or the PNB. That, you know, if someone has knows of a history, they can communicate it, say, hey, this happened last time, you might come up with a solution, and just leave it at that. It's not a policy we should get into. We're at time, so we need to either extend or vote now. So who else wants to speak on this? We have an amendment on the floor, right? I'm sorry. Please refresh my memory. What is the amendment?
You want this under it?
Yeah, I want
to. I thought we were strike. We had 1 hour strike.
Michael had an amendment.
No, I took it back.
Okay, so there's no amendment on the floor. Is that right? So it's just the original motion?
Yeah.
With that unnecessary duplicate stricken, the words for an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does anyone else want to speak? Because if not, we don't need to extend time.
Marielena.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marielena. Okay, so Marielena, and did I hear a second voice who wanted to speak? All right, so can we extend for 2 minutes to hear her and then vote? Any objection? Okay, go ahead, Marielena.
Well, I'm not putting it in the form of an amendment right now, but I do want to mentioned this, and that is Obviously, if you have a number of candidates that's not divisible by five, you're going to have the opportunity for unfair exposure of some candidates regarding their ideas on the air and comparison to others. So there needs to be...
I'm sorry, your signal's breaking up.
There needs to be... Can you hear me clearer now?
Yeah, it's a little better.
There needs to be some indication that makes it clear that people will have equal exposure on the air. Groups of five, and that's it, because you're going to have, in many situations, only two candidates or three candidates instead of five candidates. There needs to be some sort of statement that candidates have an equal amount of exposure on the air in order to expound their ideas. Okay.
Okay. Does anyone have a solution to Maria Elena's concern?
Yeah, except that I think it requires a separate paragraph, because B is really directed at station management making the time available primarily. But we can insert something that says that we can add something at the end that says the intention is that each candidate should have a relatively equal amount of airtime in a forum.
Jana Kay, can I make a comment, please?
Yes.
Is it an amendment or is it a comment? I thought we were looking for an amendment.
I want to participate in the discussion, and I think maybe it would be good to postpone this part of it, because the issue, one of the things that happened at KPFA is that candidates maybe couldn't be there, and so their statement was read on the air during that debate by somebody else, and so that, was just that person's, that candidate's exposure, and not all candidates want to participate in the on-air debates. That's another thing that happens.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I would like us to strike the language about the number of candidates that are being scheduled, and just leave the portion that sort of, says management has to make a number of on-air blocks of time available. One, we don't know how many candidates yet, so we don't know how many of these blocks, but at least it'll give them a clue that they need to start planning to insert these things, and then we can come back to dealing with the number of candidates again when we know more about the number of candidates at each station.
Well,
because I do think Maria Elena's point about you don't want to have 1 hour where there are only two people and then another hour where there are five people.
Right. No, I agree with your intent. The problem is if we strike any reference to the number of candidates, then we're not giving any guidance at all to management, because we're saying airtime in blocks of 1 hour for debates. But it doesn't
say
how many blocks of 1 hour.
Well, at this point, we still don't know how many blocks because we don't know how many candidates. So there's no reason why in 2 weeks, when we actually know the number of people we're looking at, that we can't take this up again, talking about equalizing the airtime for each candidate.
Right, but I'm saying, I'm aside from the issue of equalizing it, I'm just talking about if the intent of passing this now is to give management a heads up, like, hey, you're going to, later in the summer, you're going to have to set aside 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever, we're not going to be able to give them any real clear sense of that. If we strike any if there's no reference point of, well, for each five, roughly, there should be about an hour. So, but I do hear your point. It hinges on how many actual candidates are filed. So maybe we should just postpone this entire Part B to the next meeting. It's only 2 weeks, and I don't know if it's as essential for management to know tomorrow about this, whereas the CART thing, they do want to know about now. So
moved.
Yeah, so is there any objection to postponing Part B till our next meeting?
Can we postpone it with a twist?
Go ahead.
Can we send Joy and John the language that we're considering so that management may have an opinion on this that we can consider when we we know that management doesn't determine our process, but there's no reason that we couldn't hear from them about this. I mean,
sure.
It's completely unofficial and non-binding.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But which do you mean, as written?
As
or?
It is now.
Okay.
As it is now, that, you know.
All right. Is there any objection to informally sending it to John and Joy, though, Part
just,
B?
Just that we couch it as a request for comments.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. All right. There's no objection to that, then, and there's no objection to postponing consideration, then I think we're done. And just a reminder that what we passed, of course, is only in Part A, you know, as far as the carts, is only a recommendation to the PNB. It's not something that goes into effect now. So just in case anyone has forgotten that, I wanted to point that out. Okay.
Thank
so thanks, everyone. And, Michael, whenever you can get to that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, the PNB meets next Thursday, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So why don't you send it?
Okay.
Why don't you post it to the internal list, you know, the committee list before you send it to the PNB so that we can check it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. Good night.
Bye, all.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.